Jacqueline Trope is with the Detroit News. She's the fine writer who comes on the program from time to time. She recently wrote an interesting piece about Ford. Their credit rating is up. And Jacqueline, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for joining the show. Ford credit rating is up. That's a very good thing.
It is. It's a very important step in their journey toward toward getting on a more solid financial footing, a journey that they began almost 6 years ago when CEO Alan Mulally came aboard and started to implement a plan to rescue the company.
So tell us where the credit rating was and where it is now.
Well, it had not been at investment grade since 2005. So this is something that's been 7 years in the making. One of the major ratings houses, Fitch Ratings, finally upgraded Ford's debt on Tuesday of last week, and now we just have to see if the other two ratings houses follow.
What's this mean for Ford?
It's a really important step. When they get a second upgrade, then they can reclaim all of the assets that they mortgaged in 2006 when they applied for the $23 billion loan that helped them avoid bankruptcy. They mortgaged things like the Blue Oval, the glass house in Dearborn, their plants, their equipment, really anything that they could, they put up as collateral.
And as we look, Jacqueline, it's hard to believe it's been 3 years since the auto companies received their bailout. Ford, of course, requested the least and didn't need the help that Chrysler and GM did. But it's still pretty neat to see all the big three gaining their financial footing.
It is. All three of the companies are making major strides, especially this year. It seems that progress is accelerating compared to where they were even 2 years ago.
All right, so what's next for Ford? What do they need to accomplish, and where are they going?
Well, they need to keep selling cars. The sales numbers come out this week, but March was really a stellar month for them, the best March in 5 years. Mostly because of sales of the Ford Focus, the Fusion, and the F-Series trucks. And they just need to keep their eye on the ball and keep getting that brass ring and get that second upgrade. And then they'll be able to do all sorts of things, like get better interest rates on their debt. It will really be a snowball of good things for them.
And Jacqueline, they are looking to expand overseas, much like GM is, aren't they?
Right. China is a major focus for them this year, and through 2015, they have a plan to introduce 15 new vehicles in China by that year. I guess that's 3 years away now. They invested a total of $4.9 billion in their operations there to try to catch up with not only GM, but Volkswagen and all of the other major automakers.
All right, Jacqueline, before we let you go, what are you working on? What are we going to find under your byline in the upcoming Detroit paper?
Well, I'm actually in Disney World on vacation this week, so not too much for me right now, but I'll see what the news is when I get back.
All right, enjoy your vacation, Jacqueline. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.